はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hello all, welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Marky here.
Nozomi desu. Konnichiwa.
And I'm back in the studio with the lovely Nozomi, here to talk to you about Aomori-ben again. This is our second lesson, right?
Hi.
Nozomi.
Hi.
In Aomori, is there only one dialect?
Iie, jitsuwa futatsu aru desu. Actually, there are two kinds of dialects. Tsugaru-ben and Nambu-ben.
And which one do you speak?
I use Tsugaru-ben.
I want our listeners to know about the context that dialect is used in Japan. In Tokyo, I don't hear a lot of dialect.
そうですね。
In Aomori, where are people using dialect?
Everyone uses it. Actually, at home, at school, or even at a restaurant.
So when you order dinner at the restaurant, you might be speaking in Aomori-ben?
Yes.
And you said you use it in school. Do you write your papers, like reports...And those kind of, like, official documents?
No, I don't.
You never write it?
Yes.
Okay, do you use it in Tokyo at all?
No, I don't use it in Tokyo.
In Tokyo, let's imagine you meet another person from Aomori. Will you speak to them in Aomori-ben or in standard Japanese?
If I meet people from Aomori, I will use Tsugaru-ben.
All right, very interesting. So in today's story, we have two characters from Aomori. Can you introduce them?
Tomoko-san to Isami-kun desu.
Okay, so Tomoko and Isami. And what is Isami doing today?
He's looking for a gift for his mother.
Right, for her birthday. And maybe Tomoko is going to help him. Let's find out what happens here.
Oh, doshicha, nani shichunzu?
Wa, kaccha no tanjoubi presento kawaneba mai ne.
Daga, seba issho ni sagashite kera. Kore donda?
Nanbo? 3000 yen ga. Take na, dosubi.
へばこれは?
あ、そいはいぐねな。ああ、どすべどすべ。
わい、かちゃくちゃね。おめ早く決めろじゃ。どんだんず。わ、もういぐはんで。おめ一人でけっぱれ。
だが。
おう、どしちゃ、なにしちゅんず? Hey, have you been? What are you doing?
わ、かっちゃの誕生日プレゼント買わねばまいね。
I have to buy a gift for my mother's birthday.
だが、せば一緒に探してけら。これどんだ?
Oh yeah. In that case, I'll help you look. How's this one?
なんぼ? 3000円が。高えな。どすべ。
How much is it? 3000 yen? It's expensive. What should I do?
へばこれは?
Then, how about this one?
あ、そいはいぐねな。どすべどすべ。
That's not any good. What should I do? What should I do?
わい、かちゃくちゃね。おめ早く決めろじゃ。
Jesus, you are getting on my nerves. Hurry up and decide.
どんだんず。
Fine.
わ、もういぐはんで。おめ一人でけっぱれ。
I'm out of here. You are on your own. Good luck.
だが。
今日の会話は面白かったですね。イサミくんは早くお母さんの誕生日プレゼントを決めないといけませんね。
So Isami has to decide on a present soon.What do you think about Tomoko's attitude?
Tomoko-san は少し失礼ですね。
Yeah, she's a little rude, maybe. Okay, let's jump into today's grammar, okay?
はい。
Okay, our first Aomori dialect word is...
どしちゃ?
What does this mean in standard Japanese?
久しぶりね。
And that is like long time no see or how have you been? Something like that?
Yes, both are okay.
Next term, this is very Aomori.
何しちゅんず?
Yes, there's that z sound.
Yes. Aomori-ben is famous for z, so it's called zuzu-ben.
Is this a polite name for Aomori-ben, or is it a little rude, or is there any meaning?
No, I don't care.
Okay, so 何しちゅんず means...
何しているの?
It means, what are you doing?
Okay, our next word is...
kacha.
And kacha means...
お母さん。
Okay, now, really quickly, in Aomori, the names of family members are different from standard Japanese.
Yes.
Okay, let's go down these quickly. Mother?
お母さん、かっちゃ。
Father?
お父さん、とっちゃ。
Older brother?
お兄さん、にっちゃ。
Older sister?
お姉さん、ねっちゃ。
Grandmother?
おばあさん、ばっちゃ。
Grandfather?
おじいさん、じっちゃ。
And second cousin, four times removed.
Eh? 何それ?
Actually, I don't know in English either. Okay, so let's not worry about it. The next word is...
買わねば。
And standard form is...
買わなければ。
Okay, you have this combined with another word...
買いね。
Which in standard Japanese is...
いけない。
Or...
ダメ。
Okay, and this means like a strong no...When you combine these two forms together, what's the whole phrase?
買わねば買いね。
Which means?
買わなければならない。
And in English?
I have to buy it.
Okay, our next word is?
だが。
Which means?
そうなんだ。
Which is like, is that true?
Yes.
Next word is?
せば。
What's せば?
それじゃ、そうすれば。
And in English?
And then.
Okay, our next form is?
けら。
You have this combined with another word, so what's the full phrase?
探してけら。
In Nihongo?This is
探してあげる
which means
I'll help you search.
The next phrase
これどんだ
and どんだ means
どうですか
So how is this?
Yes.
Next phrase
なんぼ
What is なんぼ
いくらですか
Okay, which means
How much is it?
Okay, so you can use this asking for a price?
Yes.
Can you give us an example? Maybe in a restaurant?
へばなんぼ
In English?
Then how much? How much is this?
Next phrase
どすべ
どすべ So in the first Aomori Ben lesson, we talked about how there are a lot of these very short forms. So why are there so many short forms in Aomori Ben?
Because it's very cold in Aomori, so we don't want to speak loudly.
It's true, right?
Yes.
How cold is it right now?
There is a lot of snow.
So what is dosube?
どうしよう。
So this bay is very famous.
Hi.
Many people in Japan will recognize that.
Hi.
It's interesting. I hear you speak.Standard Nihongo to me, and you'll still use this bay sometimes.
Ahaha, そうですね。
Can you give us an example of how you mix the dialect with proper Japanese?
一緒に行くべ。
And in a Japanese textbook, this would be...
一緒に行こう。
Okay, so this is a, like volitional. Let's go together.
はい。
That is very cool, I think. Okay, so our next word is...
行くね。
And this is...
よくない。
So this is negative. What's the normal form?
いい。
Okay, our next phrase is?
Why?
What does this mean?
もう
When you're frustrated or tired of something, you can say this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so maybe this is very useful. This brings us to our next phrase, which is?
かちゃくちゃね。
And what does this one mean?
むしゃくしゃするな。
Which, again, is you're getting very frustrated.
Yes.
I don't know how to translate this.
Yes, it's difficult.
In the translation notes, I tried, you're getting on my nerves, because she's tired of Isami complaining.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to leave it at that, I think. Okay, next phrase.
どんだんず。
どんだんず means?
なんなの?
Again, this was difficult to translate.
Yes.
When she says this, again, she's tired, right? Did she make up her mind? Did she decide something at this point?
はい。
What did she decide to do?
She decided to leave.
So maybe in English this would be like fine?
Maybe.
Like that's enough?
Yeah, yeah.
Moi. Okay, something like that. So Tomoko-chan decided to leave and she says?
もう行くはんで。
And what is this in standard Japanese?
もう行くから。
And this is like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm leaving now.
Yeah.
This mo, it's like I'm already gone. Okay, and finally that leaves us with?
きっぱれ。
And in standard Japanese?
頑張って。頑張れ。
This is the informal imperative of do your best. Good luck. All right. That is all the time we have today. So, thank you everyone for listening. And we'll see you next time.
皆さん、ありがとうございました。ヘボマンズ。
またね。